You may know a lot about the great state of Michigan, but chances are there are places you haven't yet discovered. And if you want to learn more about what the state has to offer and perhaps be inspired to plan a trip to a Michigan city you've never explored, Under the Radar Michigan is the show for you. This Emmy Award-winning Michigan public TV show is currently in its sixth season on WKAR-TV, and it's hosted by native Michigander Tom Dalton.
I've been around the world, but there's one place I keep coming back to. And the more I explore, the more I realize it's the place to be. I'm Tom Dalton, and this is Under the Radar Michigan.
And Tom Dalton joins us by phone now. Tom, welcome to Current State.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. You know, it's really hard to say the sixth season. I always get tripped up when I say that.
A lot of S's there. You've said that Under the Radar was a show that was created out of adversity. Tell us what happened.
Well, boy, back in 2009, 2010, when the auto companies all crashed, I was producing car commercials. I was traveling around the country shooting the new Ford or GM, whatever, in the snow on the beaches and the, you know, with these big car shoots. And when the car companies had that big hiccup, I lost 90% of my income, went broke. I had a son actually at Michigan State University, a daughter in high school, and I thought, boy, I've got to reinvent. Like so many people in Michigan, I had to reinvent myself to survive at that time. And my good buddy Jim Edelman, he was head of national sales for a radio group called Clear Channel, and they laid off half their people nationally. So here we were, you know, two middle-aged guys sitting there after band practice one night, because we play in a band together as well. And we were like, what are we going to do? So we actually reinvented ourselves, came up with this harebrained scheme, presented it to PBS, and sure enough, it worked.
Put into words for us, Tom. You must really love Michigan to host a show about it here for so long. Put into words for us what you love about this state.
You know, I really have been around the world, and it's funny. I have a lot of friends who, you know, the grass is always greener. They move away, and they go around the country, around the world. But when it's time to get real, when it's time to have a family, when it's time to settle down, this is the place to be. It really is. I just love this state. Everything from the people here, the artists here, the food here, the natural resources here. We've got everything from mountains to the Great Lakes. We've got there's just so much natural beauty and so many wonderful people. I just can't think of a better place to put down roots than right here.
Is there a best-kept secret or two places you've discovered that not everyone knows about that's at the top of your list of Michigan's best-kept secrets?
Boy, it's funny. I've been doing this show 6 years now, and I am still discovering so many incredible things that I've lived here all my life, that I had no idea that some of these places are less than a tank of gas away from my house. One thing is it's hard to say, the Kitchitakippi Springs. Everybody knows about the Weekiwachee Springs in Florida, but we have what's called the Kitchitakippi Springs up in the Upper Peninsula near Manistique. You just go up, cross the Mackinac Bridge, turn left, and drive an hour and a half, and it's there. And it's this incredible natural freshwater spring that you pull yourself on this raft out in the middle of it, and at your 50 feet, the water is so clear and clean, it looks like you're floating on air. And this spring is full of what looked like prehistoric 4-foot-long trout. It's just one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. Another thing is a Lake of the Clouds up in the Upper Peninsula, up in the... I mean, I had no idea that some of the things that we have here, I had no idea the natural beauty that we have here.
We have a clip from an episode that shows another great, quote, secret spot, unquote. It's not necessarily so secret. This is from the episode you did in Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park when your guide, Bob, showed you the Presque Isle River. Let's listen.
Now, when I say the UP is our own out west, the next place Bob took us proved that to be absolutely 100% true.
Okay, Bob. Why didn't you tell me you had waterfalls here, too?
It's kind of a well-kept secret here in the park. It's the very western end of the park, and this is the scenic Presque Isle River. It's a whole series of waterfalls and water slides surrounded by old-growth forest, fantastic geology. This place alone could easily be a park.
Well, that sounds like a beautiful spot, but I understand, Tom Dalton, you got into a memorable kind of pickle in the UP doing some diving near Marquette. Tell us about that.
Well, there's a park called Presque Isle Park that's adjacent to downtown Marquette. It's an island park. It's absolutely beautiful. And it's kind of a rite of passage for Northern Michigan University students to go out on what's called Black Rocks out there. It's a 20-foot-high cliff, and you dive off this cliff into Lake Superior, which is probably about 50 degrees at the time we drove into it. And I thought, well, you know, gosh, if they can do it, I can do it. So I put on a Superman suit because I thought that would, A, I don't know, lessen the impact and help me withstand the freezing water temperatures, which it did not. And all that happened was my Superman cape wrapped around my arm, and I had to swim with one arm 100 yards back to shore. But I survived.
Wow.
So
we're speaking with Tom Dalton, host of the Emmy Award-winning Michigan public television show Under the Radar Michigan. One of the things that makes the program fun to watch is the humor that you bring to this whole thing. We have a clip from the recent Best of Michigan Restaurants episode. This is at Hoffman's Deco Deli and Cafe in Flint. You're behind the counter helping them make food, and here you are with one of the chefs making a wrap.
Grab some cucumbers, a little bit of onion,
Now, either Heath is always this jovial, or I'm botching this wrap-up something fierce.
Perfect.
Here we go.
Now we gotta wrap it. You think you can wrap this thing?
Heck yeah, watch me wrap.
Pull the ends. Bring it down.
You better wrap this. Nobody's gonna eat this.
You're a guy who has fun at work.
Well, I honestly think the secret to the success of our program is we don't take ourselves too seriously. We have fun. We're not pretentious. We're not, we're just having fun. It's genuine discovery. I love people. I'm lucky enough to work with Jim Edelman and Eric Tremonti, three guys, two cameras, one car. We get in, we discover, we have fun. It's not about us. It's about the wonderful people, places, and things that we discover. So, again, we just don't, and I don't look smart enough to lie, and I'm not. So it really is genuine, honest, sincere discovery. And we just don't take ourselves that seriously.
You have been to the top of the Mackinac Bridge. You've flown in a tiny plane over Manistee. Is it fair to ask you for a single most memorable getaway?
You know, the UP adventures really are my favorite because they really are adventures. There's just a pioneer spirit up there. There's 300,000 wonderfully creative, friendly people up there, and it's just a beautiful place. I think actually the one you mentioned, going to the top of the suspension tower on the Mackinac Bridge, was, I will never forget that moment when I opened the hatch and stepped out there and thought to myself, how am I going to tell the guys I can't do this? But I noticed Eric, who has a little problem with heights, he was doing fine, so I thought, okay, just buck up and do it. But that will be probably one of the most memorable, looking down over, because we had a beautiful clear day, and you could see for miles, you could see the Upper Peninsula, Mackinac Island. It was just, it just drove home the majesty of Michigan for me.
Do you find all the locations for the show yourself? Where do you all these ideas come from?
Well, when we first started the show, yes, we did a ton of research. I used to call CVB people and mayors of towns and a lot of internet research. Now our audience, we have the most loyal, engaged fan base that it's almost like an extension of our family. It's like we're all doing this together. We'll throw up on our Facebook page, you know, hey, we're going to the UP. What should we check out? And over the course of a day, we'll get hundreds of people saying, have you been to this restaurant? Have you taken this hike? Have you been to this hotel? So our fans on Facebook and our website are giving us so much to work with. It's humbling.
Do you think are you tempted to return to it? Have you returned to places yet? Or is there an impulse to always go someplace that you haven't been before?
Well, towns that have a lot going on, there's so many young people reconnecting with downtowns in this state right now because I think people want to belong. It's a sense of belonging and being a part of something. Lansing is a great example. There's so much energy pumped into that city from Michigan State University. So many young people are moving downtown. We go to large, like Lansing, we've been to a number of times. Detroit, we go back to a number of times. Grand Rapids, large metropolitan areas because there are so many young people doing so much cool stuff. We will go back to some large metropolitan areas, but we still like finding those out-of-the-way, under-the-radar little nooks and crannies in the state that we don't all know about.
Under the Radar Michigan is an Emmy Award winner, a Michigan public TV show currently in its sixth season. You can see it every week here on WKAR-TV, and it's been hosted by native Michigander Tom Dalton, who's been our guest. Continued success, Tom. Happy trails.
Thank you so much. I'll be out there. If you see me, wave.
All righty.